Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So in fact, in the discussion that we had with Professor Bill Kolbrenner earlier, he mentioned this, that the Hamas leader says, we'll agree to disarm with a Palestinian state. On Wednesday, Al-Haya told Aqsa TV that Hamas maintained its demand that a hostage deal would include a permanent ceasefire. So he's a senior Hamas official. He said on Thursday in an interview with Associated Press that the terrorist organization is ready to agree to a 5-year ceasefire and to disarm itself if an independent Palestinian state is established within the pre-1967 borders. He is the deputy chairperson, the chairman of Hamas in Gaza. Yeah, why aren't I comforted by that? Dr. Mordechai Kedar is a former IDF intelligence officer. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Personally, I'm okay. Nationally, we'll be okay.
Exactly. There is no doubt about that. What do you make of this statement? Obviously, the world is very happy to see Hamas making such a lovely announcement. But how much credibility does it have?
No credibility at all. Everything which Hamas says today is under the umbrella of takiyah. Takiyah in Arabic means to make face as if you mean something in order to save yourself or to keep your head connected to your shoulders. And this is what they say. They are in a problem because once they had a state in Gaza, and now they are looking for shelters in order to save themselves from the IDF. They are hiding in the caves or in the tunnels. Of course, they are holding two Israeli hostages in order to save their life, but they cannot control the place anymore. And they are in big problem. So they would say anything in order to remain in power, in order to save themselves personally, and in order to continue their jihad against Israel in the next phases. So therefore, their credibility is a zero. And Iran is behaving the same thing. They have a fatwa, means a psak halacha, verdict, which prohibits developing nuclear weapons. No, and that's exactly what they do. It means that they are, you know, here in Israel we say, when do you know if an Iranian is lying to you? And the answer is very clear. Whenever his lips are moving and his voice could be heard. So he is lying.
I assume you're meaning the government.
And Hamas, and Hamas are no different from the Iranians, because they have the same idea and the same ideology, and the same, although these are Shia, these are Sunnis, but this is the only difference. All the other things are shared by both. So whatever they say today should be viewed as something which is said in order to give them more time and more space.
But is it, to some extent, isn't that what has been happening on a small scale in Rafah? Israel hasn't gone in yet, given Hamas all the time or a significant amount of time to prepare for this invasion because of the pressure that it has created around the world and, in fact, in Gaza itself. So we see the strategy of pushing this away in order for Hamas to fulfill its goal, which is to the destruction of Israel and the death of Jews.
Yeah, definitely. Here you can see how the conjunction of anti-Israeli, anti-Zionist, anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish sentiments all are playing together. We see it here, we see it in the States, we see it in South Africa, unfortunately. We see it in Europe. And apparently we, as Israelis and Jewish Israelis, are acting against our image, because our image is people who should be abused, should be exterminated, should be persecuted. And lo and behold, we are fighting for our existence and for our state. This is something which many people in the world cannot take. The fact that a Jew is fighting for his country, fighting for his survival, this is something which many people in the world cannot take.
Yeah, it's really just a very frightening, very, very frightening situation. How strong is Hamas at the moment? How much have they been weakened? Is the statement a sign that they have been significantly weakened?
Well, their strength is not something which is like strength in the West. In the West, if you have many people, many weapons, and you control a country, you are strong. Their strength is something totally different. The mere fact that they are still alive after half a year of fighting against Israel, this is strength. They couldn't care less about their people, neither the fighters nor the civilians. They sacrificed most of the fighters, and who knows how many thousands of the civilians, but they don't care. This is not something which they take in account, neither their own life nor the civilians' life, neither our civilians nor their civilians. So, and this is a source of strength, because you cannot convince them in anything. You cannot force them. You cannot coerce them to do anything, because they can suffer until they die. They couldn't care less about suffering. And this is something which Western societies usually don't understand.
Yeah, it is very difficult to understand. And maybe it's because the perspective is so different. Maybe because the West takes for granted that if somebody says they're prepared to stop fighting, that they will stop fighting. And they can't imagine how a group of thousands of people could go around murdering, raping, and kidnapping people. It's almost impossible to fathom. So it's as though their minds and our minds need an explanation that makes sense, because otherwise it simply doesn't.
Definitely. Unfortunately, most people in the West cannot read Arabic or Persian or Turkic or any Islamic languages. So they are not exposed to the message and to the rhetoric and to the feelings which are around in the Arab and the Islamic world. They don't understand. They think about these societies from their own point of view, from their own mindset, and they cannot understand that sometimes in Islamic and Arab societies the criteria are different, the scale of priorities is different. Look, in Western societies, life, health, and welfare are in the top of the priorities, while for Hamas, the jihad is the most important in their scale of priorities. The fight against Israel, the fight against the West, the fight against the infidels. And this is what pushes them. They don't care so much about life, about health, about welfare. These are all servants of the main goal in life, which is to fight against the infidels and the Jews and all those who do not accept their way of thinking.
That is where we leave it. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 061-895-1019. That was Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He is a former IDF intelligence officer, talking about the terms that Hamas presented. Are they reasonable, and can they be trusted?